Cable.
For CKK, KB4, CBA, Mobile. Name is David. Good evening.
KB4, CBA. This is Mark, KO4, CKK.
Mark, how are you doing this evening?
Doing good, sir. You just finishing up tennis?
I did. I had two matches tonight. We started at 5 and got through a few minutes ago.
Your time gone. Put your feet up where it's warm.
Got out of there tonight. My nose is running a little bit, but other than that, I was pretty comfortable. My left knee's hurt me a little bit, though. But it does that sometimes. I had to play on hard court the first match, and that wasn't a good way to start.
Must have played outside tonight.
Outside, for some reason, somebody picked one of the hard courts. They thought, I don't know, they thought it was going to be raining or something. I don't anyway. And the hard courts dry faster than the clay, and but I got to play on clay the second match, so, but my knee was already hurting before I got there.
Doesn't make for a good game when you're hurting like that.
It's really funny, because I forget about it while we're playing, and I just think about it between points when I'm walking around or, you know, moving to the next position or whatever. And I just tried to push it because, I don't want to injure it. So far, Let's see. I think it was my left knee. Yeah, it swelled up, and they had to draw some fluid off of it. I don't want to do that again.
That is not a good experience.
Really, the only thing until they get right to the end of the draw when they're pulling that fluid out, kind of a greenish yellow fluid and a big old syringe. But right, for some reason, right at the end, it just, oh man, it hurts like the dickens. And that's when he stops. So I guess that tells him, you know, he's got all the fluid out. But anyway, other than that, it's not too bad.
At least you've been able to work around it. I know I've taken injections into my back. I've had back surgery 3 times. Same reason, 2 different discs. And just to avoid surgery, I've gone in and had them to deaden that nerve so that there's not any pain. And that's always a good experience. Not.
My wife's, the doctor wants to, the orthopedic wants to do her surgery on her shoulder. I can't remember what's torn. Something's torn. It's not the rotator cuff, but anyway, partially torn. But she wants to go in there and fix it. And my wife said, you know, well, let's try to exhaust all other avenues, you know, before we do that. So they're doing physical therapy and something else. Right now she's getting shots.
Fortunately for me, I mean, they numb me up pretty good, and I actually watch them, and it's entertaining for me. I'm interested in that kind of thing. It's kind of like some of the equipment you've probably worked in and or supplied at some point. Got to watch live x-rays and watch them stick that needle in and go right to that nerve.
I've woken up at the end of a colonoscopy and got to watch, see the screen and see what the inside of my colon looks like. That was kind of interesting.
Sound a little gross, but they did an entire video of when they did my mother's, and I got to watch the whole thing. Entertaining. Not really.
You want to watch the whole thing. And I don't know why they, that doctor did that, but he did two, and I hadn't had one in 10 years. I just had one this year. And they found one little teeny tiny polyp, so I got to go back in 5 years. But, and they sent it off and it was fine. And, but anyway, I just, this doctor didn't wake me up. When I woke up, I was laying in bed, you know, just waking up from the anesthesia.
Now, I've only had one, thankfully, because as you stated before, I am just a little younger than you. So I had my first, and I was only going to go back for 10 years. So I was all clean.
I don't see anything. It's a 10-year thing, and I think mine was, actually, I think they told me 3 years. finally... It got to 10 years. I kept putting it off. And my doctor leaned over and he says, go get your colonoscopy. Like that. That was my PPO. So, that's all right. Primary care, PCP, primary care physician. He's the one that told me. And, so I decided that might be a sign I need to go get one.
Better to get it done than not. You can't head off problems a lot faster. But it's just not something you look forward to.
Well, changing the subject, I talked to a guy in the Netherlands last night. I couldn't believe it. I think I was on... 40 meters, and anyway, I've got him in the logbook, so, but I've never talked to anybody in the Netherlands before.
That is good news. I know that, as I mentioned, I'm trying to just learn and listen, and I actually found some conversation, down on 8 meters, been listening to it. I'm not sure where these fellas are, but they're entertaining.
As the day or the evening wears on, you just keep going down, and you can start at 18 and then go to 20 and 40, and then you wind up on 80 if you stay on long enough. And sometimes conditions will stay pretty good on 40, and you can kind of choose between 40 and 50.
I just been fishing around. I don't have a mic plugged into it. Just listening to see how to tune in, what each button does, how to make it sound better, how to get it clean, things like that. So I'm still reading the book, figuring out each little thing.
I don't know. I can't remember what it's called, but Bill was over at my house. He was putting my antenna back up for me. He's got a launcher, and he wanted to come in and operate the radio, and he tuned in this guy, and there was another signal right beside him, and he started turning these knobs I've never messed with before, and you can actually go to the upper or lower side of the band depending on where the interference is and get away from it so you can hear the person you're wanting to, you know, listen to without having that guy right beside you in your ear, you know, wah, 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 kind of sound, because that just drives me crazy.
Kind of the part that I'm trying to figure out now, I just put an antenna up yesterday, just a little, I think they call it a mini hybrid, chameleon antenna. I just put it up yesterday, and I think I did everything right. Got it about 40 feet in the air, across about, 10, 12 yards, something like that, and then probably 10, 12 feet hanging down.
That's good. That's a good start anyway. And have you made any contacts yet?
No. I haven't ventured into there. Still holding just technician license, so I try to stay away from pretty much everything except, you know, where I know I'm supposed to be.
Frequencies you can be on HF as a tech, if I'm not mistaken. I'd have to look at my chart to tell you which ones those are, but when I bought the radio, I got a FCC chart, so I'd know exactly where I could be and where I couldn't be with my general.
Looking at the chart that I was given during class from ARRL, you're right. There is some stuff in 15, looks like 40, 80, that as long as I'm between certain frequencies, I'm okay.
This antenna tune, what bands will it tune, let you tune up to?
According to the instructions, pretty much anything I want. All HF, but I just got it out, got it working yesterday, so I'm going back and rereading the directions and instructions and trying to do some research online, and about the time I started doing that, my daggone point-to-point shot went down, so I've been working on that this evening.
Sorry about that. I tried to close my garage door, and it wouldn't close, and I don't see anything interfering with it, but anyway, I'll figure it out in a minute. Well, all right, so can you get on 80 meters?
If I'm reading this chart correctly, yes. I can be between 3.8 and 4.0.
You ought to check in. Well, they've already had that net tonight, but they have a net every night at 7 o'clock, and they've been starting a little early sometimes if the band's not good, real good, because it just tends to get worse as the evening wears on. But anyway, it's at 7 o'clock every night, 3915, and it's the South Carolina sideband net. So Rusty calls it, I can't remember, I think he used to call it on Tuesday night. I'm not sure if he's still doing Tuesday nights or not. Now I'm drawing a blank with the first call. WUTT. He calls that at least one day a week, or at least he did.
I heard somebody mention that on the air, so I wrote it down as one to go back and look at, and wrote down today's date time when I pick it up. Where I heard traffic first started was 3.927 was out of Charlotte, and they were doing some type of net check as well.
Okay. I haven't heard a net that up there, but to be honest with you, I don't think I've tuned that. I don't venture up that far. But there's nets all over the place. And some of them, you kind of have to listen, because some of them, they have prerequisites and this, that, and the other. And I just, you know, I'm not going to do that. If it's just an open net where you're just checking out your alphabetical, bracket, then that's fine with me. I can do that. But some of them, they tell you, you know, you'll be a member when you check in six times and stuff like that. Well, you know, phooey. I don't want to be a member.
Hey, I'm still trying to get the hang of the net on this frequency. I've tried to read it a couple times, and I keep forgetting what it says. Something to do with where your letter falls when they call it. I'm never quite sure where to check in. Sometimes I just wait till the end when they take anybody.
So your call has a number in it, and whatever letter is right after that number, like mine is C, KB4CBA. So the C comes after the 4. That's my alphabetical group. So I come in the A through D, I think it is, bracket. And then, so they break it up into, you know, several brackets, and every night they start on a different letter of the alphabet. In other words, let's say Sunday they start A through D. Well, then Monday they'll start E through H. Tuesday would be I through L, I believe it is. So, you know, stuff like that. So anyway, whatever number is after, whatever letter is after your number is your alphabetical bracket that you check in. Comment? For CPA.
Hey, fellas, I just wanted to mention this. This KN4TZW. He's restricted. He's right on the 80 meters, but he's restricted to CW. So really the only HF-like voice he's got is that little bitty piece on 10 meters. I don't even think the technician covers the FM part of it, but just thought I'd let you know that before you got a letter in the mail or something. KN4TZW.
So I'm not inside looking at my chart, so I've got one in the shack, but I'm just in the garage here, so I'm not looking at it. But that's good to know. So 10 meters, you'll have to do that during the day, and if it's open, so that doesn't give you much wiggle room there.
Well, I thought I recalled my class correctly. They told us we'd stay 50 meters and up.
That's been on 6 meters, 2, 440. And then after that, I don't know. But evidently, somewhere in 10 meters, you'll just have to, you have to look at that chart closely, because it does tell you, it gives you a, on the left, top left, I think, it gives you a chart, and it shows you, you want to look for phone or voice. I think they call it phone, and that's where you'd be, you know, you can talk. Everything else is probably CW. And so you have to be careful, you know, in that regard.
Pretty much this is the biggest one I talk on. The rest I'm just, I listen, learn, try to talk to folks like yourself that can educate. Appreciate that gentleman jumping in there, clarifying that I was reading the chart at least somewhat right.
Well, I'm going to jump out of here. If I don't talk to you, you have a Merry Christmas, and I hope Santa's good to you. I know for a fact that I'm getting a nice speaker that for my 7300 that it takes takes the noise out of the your receiving signal from other people. I watched one of my buddies, he's got one, and he showed me, demonstrated his, and we could hear this guy, and he wasn't even moving his signal, transmission was not even moving my buddy's signal meter on his radio, but we could hear him in there talking, and that's how clear it was, and no static. It was really, it really cleans up. It's like listening with a beverage. But anyway, well, 73s, and I'll stick around for your final. And like I said, Merry Christmas, and hope it sounds good to you. I'll stick around for your final, KB4CBA.
KB4CBA, 73 to you as well. I've always appreciated the conversation with you. And, yeah, I know you told me about that speaker. I know you're excited about it. I can't wait to get it in and get to play with it a little bit. Hopefully you can make some of the same things happen you got to see demoed. But I hope you have a great Christmas. Hope your family's all well and they stay that way. And anything else you might get surprised with, be, you know, just over the top for you. I hope you have a great evening, brother. 73. KO4CKK, I'm clear.
4 KFS, monitoring.